As far as the science of observation goes, one of the things you have to look at is the eye, because that's how we observe things. And some of the biggest advances in science during this time had to do with how we saw the world and at a microscopic level, but then also as part of the universe. The father of modern-day astronomy, Johann Kepler, had a profound interest in the eye and was one of the first to illustrate a theory on how our eyes receive images. This had deep implications for the arts and evolved into the first primitive cameras, which Dutch artist Vermeer used. Galileo, I'm sure you're familiar with him, was the first to develop the telescope and to observe the heavens. Through his findings, he was able to confirm Copernicus' theory from the Renaissance. However, his idea about the Earth not being the center of the universe was not met with much favor during this era either. In fact, he was met with very harsh criticism and was forced to either recant his findings or face being condemned. So he publicly admitted that he was in error, and he was sentenced to a life of imprisonment. But he actually wound up being banished to a very nice villa outside of Florence, so it really wasn't too bad for old Galileo.